Did it have a bush's head or did it have a...
He got, no, he got a brown mole, got a little, a brown mole looked something like a rat.
Okay. What's an animal that's black with a white stripe down the back? Smells terrible.
Polecat.
You ever had any dealings with those?
No, sir.
Thank goodness. Okay, what do you call another little animal that's small, maybe 2 inches to about 6 inches, that lives by the water and it can croak? Makes a croaking sound? And they hop.
Oh, toad frog.
Okay, do you call them anything different if they live on the land instead of the water?
Don't know.
How about the kind that are really big and they croak louder than it can be?
Can't think what that is.
Okay, and how about the kind that chirps? And some people say it can tell you when it's going to rain.
Frogs. A frog can just say when it's going to rain. A frog will make a fuss. And I don't know. I'm not much on animals.
Okay.
I'm living in the, on the farm all my days. I don't know too much about the animals and things in them.
All right. Do you have any names for ordinary worms that people use for fishing bait?
Well, sometimes they call them wigglers.
Are wigglers very big?
Mm-mm, they're small. And there's another kind, I don't know what kind they call them. The one they call a slot worm. I think that big one they call it a slot worm.
Which one?
Slot worm.
Oh, I never
heard. He's a kind of big one. The other little one they call them a wiggle.
Huh. Do they have earthworms or groundworms or mud worms?
That's what they call them. Sometimes they call them that big worm, what I'm trying to think of, they call them earthworms.
Okay, what do you call an insect that sends out light in the summertime at night?
Lightning bug.
Okay. And what about another insect that has a really long, skinny body that looks a little bit like this? Not a very good picture.
Is it a butterfly?
Well, sort of like that, only his body is really long and skinny and the wings are skinny like that. Some people say it eats mosquitoes.
It's a mosquito.
No, some people say that it eats mosquitoes.
Oh. Well, I don't know what that is. Maybe I know, but I just can't.
I bet you do. Have you heard people talk about mosquito hawks or dragonflies or snake doctors, snake eaters? Okay. What about an insect that builds a nest out of mud? It's sort of like a wasp.
A dirt dog. Mm-hmm.
And what do you call nuts that ripen underneath the ground?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is. I don't know about this kind of thing.
What is that? Peanuts or ground peas or tenders or
peanuts? Yeah, they, what did you say? Something that makes under the ground?
Oh, that ripen underneath the ground.
Oh, peanuts?
Suppose a boy is similar in appearance to his father. Let's say that the father has a big nose and the boy has a big nose too. You could say that the boy is what his father?
Mm-hmm. Can't answer that one. Maybe I know, but I just can't think.
Did you ever say he favors him or features him?
Oh yeah, they can say he favors his father.
Okay. Well, what if he acts like his father? He doesn't necessarily look like him, but he acts like
him. He acts like his father.
Okay. And what do you call a woman who helps a childbirth who isn't a nurse?
A midwife.
Suppose a city person came to the country and he didn't know how to act and he just did everything wrong.
Foolish. You can make that but foolish one. Or crazy one. Now either one you can put that. Foolish or crazy.
Well, would the country people have any other sort of name they might call him?
Silly?
Okay, how about if a country person went to the city? What might the city people call him?
I don't know what they call him.